Dream me, what a mess. It'll take a while to get all this straightened out, I should think.
Ah, there you are. Right on time. Have a seat. I'll be ready to go as soon as I wrap this up. Oh. That outfit suits you beautifully. And did you wear burgundy again? Just for me. If you're hoping to entice me, it's working. So, it's your first night on the job. Are you excited? You'll become all too used to gala events, trust me. Enjoy the novelty while you can. This one will be very simple, just drinks and dinner followed by speeches and a silent auction. My role in this one is, fortunately, small. I'm just there to show my face, mostly. It's the ones where I have to give the speeches that tend to wear on me. The gala will be a change from my current schedule, at least. I take one little trip to Italy and return to a veritable sea of emails. Alas, I travelled for business, not pleasure. So much to prepare for in the new year. But now that you're here, I needn't write off the possibility of pleasure, at least. How is that new phone working out for you, by the way? Oh, good. No need to thank me. I couldn't stand the thought of you using your old one for another minute. Imagining you trying to peer past the maze of cracks on that screen while its sad little processor struggled to keep up would have kept me awake all day. Keep forgetting you don't already know everything about us. I was joking, dear. It's physically impossible for me to stay awake past dawn. I wouldn't call it sleeping, per se. It's not a state of rest. We don't dream. It's more that animation simply leaves us when the sun rises. We are literally dead to the world. Nothing can rouse us until the night returns. And since it's all quite involuntary, there's no staying up late or oversleeping when you're a vampire. It has resulted in many of us getting into some interesting pickles, yes. Rarely in my case, thankfully, but I've heard the horror stories. Vampires waking up on autopsy tables, or discovering they've been buried 6 feet underground. I even heard of one case where someone found herself in an operating theater surrounded by medical students. I believe that last one may be a silly rumor, personally. Amusing mental image, though. If something ever does make me stay awake past dawn or sleep past sunset, it means something is terribly unusual. It can mean something is wrong in the body, from drinking diseased blood, perhaps, or there are some poisons that can bring it about. Very occasionally, a trick in the weather can cause it. Solar eclipses and the like. Anyway, the whole business tends to make mortals squeamish. Reminds them all over again that we really are nothing more than a bunch of walking corpses. Well, I'm not an early evening person. I typically require a long bath and a bottle of something robust before I'm ready to face anyone, so you can imagine why I tend to send my favorites home before dawn. Come to think of it, I didn't even let Theo see me that early. And we were quite close for a time. Just a moment, let me finish this. finally. Done. Shall we go and see what strides our city's fair hospitals are making in the fascinating field of heart health research? I know. Horribly ironic that I'm forced to attend these when my own heart stopped beating centuries ago, isn't it? Oh, you are sorely tempting me to just call the whole damn thing off and steal you away. But needs must when the devil drives, and all that. Yes, even when he's me. Yes, do tell me all about your liberation from retail hell. I can tell already that hearing it will be delicious. Hold on just a moment. He regularly interrupted your work to make you rush to the canteen and fetch him drinks and snacks all day? Oh. What an asshole. Go on. Oh, that is rich. Well done. I've witnessed some ballsy job departures in my time, but leaving an empty sandwich box on his desk with your letter of resignation inside is bloody marvellous. And right before the holiday rush. I never knew you had such a vicious streak. How delightful. Makes me want to climb across this table and do all sorts of things to you. But later for that. So, is he miserable? Did he inundate you with texts begging you to return? Oh. Then I'm doubly glad to have provided you with a new phone as well as a chance for better employment. Have you been settling in well since then? Getting enough food and rest? Ah, good. Let me know if you need a little more to hold you over until your pay starts coming in, won't you? Please don't start gushing agonizing thank yous at me again, dear. There's no need, and I don't want to hear them. I don't know what this is yet, between us, but... So many of my relationships are tit-for-tat arrangements, you know. I take Melanie clothes shopping, she lets me drink from her wrist. I give Dominic a leisurely fuck, and afterwards, I bite his throat. Ideally, we both get what we want, and we both have a wonderful time. What tends to ruin things is when my partners ingratiate themselves. When they get the idea in their heads that they are so unworthy of my attention that they must repay me. Expressing appreciation is one thing, but there is nothing more unattractive than someone who can't see the value in themselves. Oh, God. The way they'd fall all over themselves, cringing and fawning, it got to the point where everything they did rang so false. Ugh, no, no apologies. I know that's not what you are doing. I just don't want it to get to that point. Trust me when I say that you are enough, and that I do these things for you because I enjoy it. All I want is exactly what you already provide. It's more than just a job. You make things interesting. Your stories, your questions, the way you embrace new experiences with such appetite. You're invigorating, and I consider that invaluable. Good. I'm glad you understand. Thank you. Your face right now tells me everything I need to know about the quality of that turkey burger. You poor living creatures and your health food. I feel so sorry for you. Well, judging from the glimpses I keep getting of the plates around us, I think that horrid thing is your best bet. How unfortunate. Well, it was noble of you to give it a try. If you're hungry later, I would be happy to get you something more to your taste. Oh, no, you needn't worry about my needs. I won't be feeding from you tonight. Oh, why so disappointed? Have you been dreaming of the other week when I bit your wrist? I certainly have, which is why I'd much rather revisit such activities under similar circumstances. Wouldn't you? I thought so. Besides, I'm fairly sure there's garlic in one of the other main dishes. I can smell it. Yes, usually they're more careful about that at functions like this. There's always the chance the caterer might slip up. I'll be fine, but it's rather ruined my appetite. Ugh, don't be daft. Of course you're doing your job. Are you still worrying about me? Forget your vintage, as delightful as it is. Your company this evening has been invaluable, I assure you. You are the only thing making this wretched event bearable. Never mind that you endured all those tedious introductions admirably, and you didn't so much as blink at the host's rather desperate groveling. What was in that goodie bag he gave you, anyway? Pens? Mints? Oh, a pamphlet on heart attack symptoms. How joyful. Is that an anatomically correct heart-shaped stress ball? God, that's the most absurd thing I've seen all week. You're not offering me this silly trinket because I'm not feeding from you this evening, are you? I can't stand that behavior, even in jest. You darling. Very well. If you want me to have it, then I shall treasure your heart, always. And now he'll thank his publicist, his lawyer, his small flock of assistants, his mother, his father, his neighbors. Ugh. Stake me. I'm glad we were able to find a booth with some semblance of privacy. I don't want to think about what would happen if we had to sit closer to the podium. Probably something tragic and gory. Bloodlust I can handle. But boredom. Don't worry. I won't do anything unseemly. At least, not to the tiresome man on stage, anyway. Now you, on the other hand, you're giving me all sorts of ideas. Well, that depends. How good are you? And staying quiet. No, I don't think anyone noticed a thing. Here, have some water. You're fine. You look a bit rumpled. Little flustered, perhaps. They might think you drifted off during the speeches. It looks like they are all eager for the punch and cookies that come before the silent auction, but I think we can skip that part. I believe I've made enough of an appearance this evening, and I am thoroughly uninterested in what they have on offer. All I want right now is you, all to myself. Do you feel up to trying your feet yet? Then let's sneak back to the car. Much better. How are you feeling? I know. It seems like any time we try and do anything professional together, we end up doing something like that instead. Well, I'm glad you enjoy it too. You keep genuinely surprising me, you know. I don't think I've had this much fun with anyone in ages. I didn't see anyone else when I was in Italy, you know. No dates, no wild parties into the dawn. Theo asked if I was feeling ill. I just didn't want to. They're a fun lot over there, but I didn't get the impression anyone would miss me if I returned to my hotel. And I had this inexplicable feeling that if I only waited until I could see you again, something extraordinary would happen. And I was right. Thank you for a deliriously fun evening, love.